Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So first, let's talk about the numbers. So as of this morning, there were a total of 5,891 positive cases in Erie County, and that's a total out of 51,840 people tested in Erie County. Unfortunately, there were 516 people who have died, and we just really want to reach out to the friends and family of those who are lost and gives our sincere condolences. Just want to point out that these are all laboratory confirmed cases. So on May 27th, there were 146 individuals who were admitted to Erie County hospitals for COVID-19. And of those, 27 were in the intensive care unit and 16 were receiving some type of airway assistance. So we can see this better in this graph. And so this is a graph looking at our hospitalizations in among our Erie County hospitals for COVID-19 starting back on May 14th and going up to today. To May 27th. And the blue line is looking at the total hospital admissions. The red line is looking at the ICU admissions. The green line is looking at those who are receiving some type of airway assistance. And the purple line are the deaths. And so you can see the positive trend there is that we are decreasing our numbers. It's a little bit of a steady state for the last few days. However, overall, we're staying in a downward trend. And remember, the only way we're going to stay in this downward trend is if everybody continues to socially distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, and avoid large gatherings. So remember, we really want to keep those numbers down. So these are data looking at the hospital admissions in blue. So that's admissions plus conversions, people who are admitted to the hospital without a COVID-19 diagnosis and were tested and then were found to have COVID-19. And then discharges in red by day from May 14th to May 27th. And so you can see that in the past few days, we're a little bit concerned because the admissions and the conversions of COVID-19 in the hospitals were greater than the discharges. So we're trying to reassess the data, looking at the total hospital admissions. And we know that there is a little bit of a lag time because of the time that the cutoff is for a hospital, entering the data to the state with the hospital admissions and discharges. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue on a downward trend, but this higher number of admissions is very concerning to us. So we're going to see how that affects our total hospitalizations. But again, we want to do everything we can to keep these numbers down. And then here are data from a New York State Health Department looking at the total Western New York hospital admissions in blue, and then of the people that are COVID-19 in the ICU in yellow. And you can see that that again we have a downward trend of total hospital admissions and people admitted to the ICU with COVID-19 in Western New York. So again, we really want to keep that trend down. And again, the way we're going to do that is stay socially distance, avoid large gatherings, and wear your mask and wash your hands. This is looking at a number of confirmed cases in Erie County by age and gender, where females are in yellow and males are in red. And you can see that, you know, there's, you know, anybody who is age 20 and up is at risk of COVID-19. We're seeing this among the adults, you know, at every different age group. And we're not seeing it as much as kids. And remember, these are surveillance data, so there could be a couple different reasons. One is we know that children are less likely to develop symptoms when they have an active COVID-19 infection. You know, unfortunately, there's some type of post COVID-19 inflammatory infection that can happen after COVID-19. But while the kids are infected with COVID-19, usually they don't have symptoms, and then so they're much more likely to get tested. So it doesn't mean that kids don't have COVID-19. It's just probably a combination of a lower proportion and less kids getting tested. However, the important information here is that adults at every single age can get COVID-19. And so this is looking at our mortality data, again, by age and by gender, where females are in yellow and males are in blue. So you can see very obviously that our seniors, you know, people in their 70s, 80s, and up are at the highest risk of COVID-19. And those are the individuals that we really have to make sure that we protect. We should form a cocoon around them, making sure that they don't go outside and they get food delivered to them, medicine delivered to them, and love virtually delivered to them. So that's what we have to do to keep those people safe. And then here we're looking at our mortality data by race and ethnicity and by residence. So first we're looking at residents of our fatalities and looking at Buffalo versus the rest of Erie County excluding Buffalo. And so you can see that those proportions are very similar to the proportion of people who live in Buffalo and outside of Buffalo according to our census data. So again, this is affecting everybody in our community. And then here are mortality data of our fatalities, looking at race, ethnicity, and then comparing that on the right-hand column to the proportions identified in Erie County. So you can see that, you know, overall, just in terms of race, that the proportion of people who've been affected by COVID-19 are very similar to the proportions that are identified in our Erie County census data. So again, it is affecting everybody in Erie County. There is no race, ethnicity, there is no community that is safe. And then looking at the ethnicity data, we see that there is a smaller proportion of people who are of Hispanic or Latino origin that are affected, have been identified with COVID-19. You know, that may be true. Again, that might be an artifact of reporting that, you know, people might not be checking the right boxes when those data are being collected. So, you know, again, just want to emphasize that everybody is potentially at risk. So let's talk about, now we talked about how Erie County is affected and the numbers with COVID-19, and now we're going to talk about how our government is responding to COVID-19 to try to keep all our residents safe. So first, we are offering diagnostic testing. So that will, the test result will tell you is if the time when you had that specimen collection, which is going to be a nose swab, if you were infected with COVID-19 or not. So it doesn't tell you if you've been infected with the past, it'll just tell you at that point in time if you were infected with the COVID-19 virus. So to get an appointment for a free test, you would call our hotline at 716-858-2929. We do have foreign language interpretation available, so language is not a barrier to getting tested. And so if, you know, the question is who should get tested? So anybody who thinks that they could have been exposed. So if, you know, if you're a close contact or you think that you're, because you're an essential employee or interfacing with a population, you think like, oh, I think there was somebody that came into my shop or where I work that could have been infected, or you're just like worried that you could be infected, you should definitely get a test. If you have symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19, a fever, other respiratory symptoms, loss of taste or smell, or GI symptoms, you know, you should probably get a test. So again, we do not require at Erie County any type of a laboratory order from a healthcare provider, all you need is an appointment, and all you need to do that is call this number. So we are holding locations throughout Erie County, and hope if you call our hotline, we can tell you where the next location is that is closest to you, or farther away if you want to get your test right away because you have symptoms. And we, again, we really strongly encourage people who are close contacts of diagnosed cases of COVID-19 and people who have symptoms consistent with COVID-19 to get a test ASAP. So, and also, we really want to encourage people, please, begging you, if you make an appointment, please show up. And if you feel that you can't make the appointment for any reason, call us to cancel, because you are taking up a spot of somebody else that really wanted that test. So we are also doing antibody testing. So remember, an antibody test tells us if sometime in the past you have been exposed to COVID-19, you probably developed an infection, and you have developed an antibody response. And we're measuring that antibody response. So right now we are scheduling for clinics in June. So again, the same process, call 716-858-2929 to set up an appointment. Remember, we are not taking walk-ins. So again, once again, you don't need any type of laboratory order from a healthcare provider. You don't need any referral. All you need is blood that we can draw. The clinics are rotating throughout the county. So we have clinics scheduled in Buffalo, Orchard Park, Springville, and Williamsville. So all you need to do is show up for your appointment. So again, please, if you schedule an appointment, please show up, because you are taking the spot of somebody else who may want to have that test done. So Dan, I'm going to turn it over to you to talk about your motley crew that is doing the antibody testing for us.
Well, thanks, Doctor, and it's great to be back. I thought you were going to talk about my motley hair, but we all have those problems, and it certainly is something that we can all live with. But one of the things to segue, if we could, from the antibody testing, we wanted to pull back the curtain today, if we could, on just exactly what the moving parts are behind some of the operations that are going on, because we see the statistics, we know of all the work that's going on, but there are literally hundreds of individuals out there, part of the county, also our volunteers, hospitals. There are numerous people out there that are working, doing a lot as we work through this COVID-19 issue. And one of the things that kind of ramped up and changed over the last couple of weeks and has been working absolutely phenomenally is the antibody testing. And we like to highlight some of the things where you have to maybe think outside the box and be innovative. And the folks that you see here are just part of that team that put together these antibody testing sites. And I'm happy to say that taking the right people, the people that actually do blood draws on a regular basis, the people that do processing and data and things like that, and putting them all together in a very, very short period of time, we've managed to put together these different mobile sites. And yesterday alone, there were over 500 people that were processed, blood draws and all, and had the antibody testing done. So we want to highlight some of the innovative things that are being done. But as you can see in this picture here, we also want to salute all of those people, especially the county employees, the volunteers that are a part of that effort.
Oh, it's me. Sorry. So, you might ask, well, where can I get a test for either a diagnostic test or an antibody test? Well, in our Erie County website, we have this handy dandy tool that will help you find a place closest to you, either from the county or the state or one of our community clinics. This is a map that is on our Erie County website at www.erie.gov/COVID-test-sites. And each of these little purple stars correspond to a site where you can get either an antibody test, a diagnostic test, or both. So if you look at where you live and you click a star, you can see what the test site is offering, what kind of tests, and if you need an appointment or not, if you need a healthcare provider's or lab requisition or not, and figure out what works for you. So again, many of these places require an appointment ahead of time, not all of them, so that information is gonna be included. And then something new, some of these places that are offering testing are pharmacies. So those are also gonna be are included on the map, so you can find the best place for you to get the test that you wanna get. And if you have any questions about, I'm not sure which test I should get, call your healthcare provider. They have a lot of great information about COVID-19, and they specifically know about your health. So they're the best source of information for COVID-19 relating to your health. So just want to remind you why it's important to get a diagnostic test. So remember, we are trying to break the chain of community transmission of COVID-19 to keep our numbers down, both in the community and keep our numbers down of hospital admissions. So we want to find people, we want people who are infected with COVID-19 to be identified so the health department can inform them that they're infected and then remove them from the rest of the community and break that chain of transmission and hopefully keep our numbers down. So the way we do that is for everybody who is we find to be infected with COVID-19 through a laboratory test is placed under isolation through a commissioner's order. So my order, and I wrote it with the help of my epidemiology friends. So so the question is, so who is under these commissioner's orders? So anybody who has COVID-19 symptoms and they go and they get their specimen collection, they get their nose swab, at that place in time, when you have symptoms and you might have COVID-19 and you're waiting to get that test result, you should be in isolation. And then also people who receive a positive test result of COVID-19, you should also be in isolation. And somebody from the health department will be calling you very, very soon before you receive your test result or even before you receive your self-result and tell you that you are legally in isolation, explain to you what that means and what you need to do to get out of isolation, which is usually just, you know, a matter of time. Right now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending that people remain in isolation for 10 days, either from the onset of symptoms of those who have symptoms or from the time that you have a test done if you do not have symptoms.
Just to give you an idea, this is some of the personal protective equipment that we're pushing out, some of our customers, as we would refer to them. There happens to be a rather aggressive push right now to law enforcement agencies as well as fire departments and EMS. That's been going on for the last 2 days. Throughout this whole process, we have been pushing these pieces of equipment that we get, supplies, to all of the agencies, including all of our local hospitals, because there has been, as we know, a very difficult time around the world getting a lot of these resources. So as we get them, as we either purchase them through the county or they're sent to us from the state, it's a very well-organized, slick operation that's going on with our folks at the warehouse through purchasing to be able to push these. These are just photos of the current operation that's going on right now to make sure that law enforcement has the appropriate gloves and masks and things that they need. And just to give you an idea, if we could go to the next slide, I just wanted to highlight some of the things that have been distributed. Obviously, there's been hundreds of different types of items, but just to give you an idea, gloves alone, the sheer volume of gloves that have gone out, that have come in from New York State, have come in and been purchased through Erie County, the masks themselves, and even the hand sanitizer that's out there. I believe Kara from our public relations office put together the statistic based on that, a quick Google search, and apparently that's enough hand sanitizer that's been distributed to actually fill a pool, or a full-size pool, with all of that. I'm not sure whether or not it was an Olympic pool, but it was certainly quite a volume. Just to give you an idea again of some of the stuff as we drill down, pull the curtain back, some of the things that are going on there with regards to the overall operation and the moving parts to see to it that not only Erie County, but the entire region and our friends over in Southern Ontario get through this as efficiently and effectively as possible.
So going to talk about the senior services has worked with us to distribute personal protective equipment. So there are over 10,000 packets distributing bags of PPD at 15 different sites throughout Erie County. So in those bags were hand sanitizers, service wipes, gloves, cloth masks, forehead thermometers, and these are all reusable bags, so trying to keep it as green as possible. So we just want to thank all the staff and the volunteers at the senior centers in the towns of Cheektowaga, West Seneca, East Aurora, Archer Park, and Schiller Park. So remember, our seniors are very, very vulnerable to becoming very ill with COVID-19, and they're our precious assets. We have to protect them, and so we're really excited that we were able to provide this PPE, and so we want to thank everybody involved and also thank our donors for that. And so I'm going to have Dan talk about New York Forward.
So as the guidance changes from minute to minute, whether it happens to be on the medical side of things or it happens to be the different phases as we move forward, there are obviously different links that New York State has that keep you up to speed minute to minute. But the one thing that we wanted to stress here, I'm not going to drill down into each of the phases, what they mean, what our involvement is or isn't with regards to the phases, but I can tell you that what we are doing here at the county level is we are working with the business community. So whether it happens to be Deputy County Executive Maria White and others from our staff, we're hopefully providing to the business community and to all of those businesses out there those templates and the vital information that they need to see to it that they can, when the time comes for their phase, open without any hitches. So we do want to stress the fact that there are plenty of resources out there through New York State, through our website, and I just want to make sure that if people do have issues, they can contact my department, they can contact the county, so that we can make sure that if you're in phase one right now, that's great, but if you maybe are coming in phase two or phase three or any of the additional phases that come out, we just want to make sure that you're starting to think now about the things that you need to do to rapidly evolve. It's one thing to say that we're approaching phase two, but what exactly does that mean to you and what does that mean to your business? So much the same as the mental health approach and everything else that we've done so far, what we're trying to do is pull all the information together, work collaboratively so that one department or one agency or one business is sitting trying to reinvent the wheel themselves. We're just trying to make sure that everything is efficient as possible and that as you open, whether you happen to be General Motors or you happen to be the Erie County Department of Social Services, we're all on the same page, everybody's speaking the same language, and we're communicating that to the entire community. So we'll continue to work on these things here. The phases are what they are, but how do we get to those as far as planning and equipping and making sure that we're ready to go for those phases? I think that's the challenge right now, and hopefully all of the business community out there and all of the agencies that are working forward to get to those phases there are focusing on that, not just necessarily waiting for direction to come from Albany as to what should be next. You should be planning right now. You should be planning much the same as you would for any type of disaster or any type of recovery, discussing it among your employees, and just making sure that you're getting that plan together, that it's an accurate plan, and that it's consistent not only with New York State, but probably more importantly, what the CDC recommendations are that are coming out. So we will continue to work with you on those type of issues.
Thanks, Dan. If I just also may add that we have a lot of these links available on our COVID-19 website. We actually have a special site, if you scroll down on the COVID-19 website, for businesses. So if you click on that, you'll find a lot of great information. And then also, if you have any questions, you can also call the Department of Health Environmental Health at 961-6800 leave a voicemail and someone will call you back, the best person possible to answer your questions. But again, there are lots of really good information on our website. Back to you.
Oh, I think that just about covers it, just that we want to make sure that everybody pays attention to what the latest guidance is. It does change from time to time. And we want to make sure that when we hit phase two, and listen to what the doctor has been telling you all along and the county executive with regards to the things that we need to do to maintain. You've heard it from the governor too, just because we get to phase one and then hopefully sometime next week phase two, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything is good and we can forget all the positive habits that have got us to this point where we could actually have these phases. So we just want to make sure you know there are places you can go for the resources. There are fillable templates out there that will assist you through phase one, phase two, and on. And as more information comes out, the county will post that as soon as we get it.
Thanks. So I'd like to switch to another problem that continues to haunt us, is the overdoses that we're seeing in Erie County. So, this is not just a problem in Erie County. We're seeing this statewide. There's been an increased number of overdoses, not just with opioids alone, but there have been quite a number with cocaine that has been cut with fentanyl. In Albany, just recently, they had 30 overdoses in just a 24-hour period. And in Erie County, what the law enforcement is telling us and our medical examiners, investigators are telling us that at these crime scenes, There's just white powder all over the place. And many of the times that is what we're finding is that's cocaine that is cut with fentanyl. So, and the problem is that when people think they're using cocaine, you know, it's a stimulant. You shouldn't need to be worried about overdosing, and you shouldn't need to, you know, think about having Narcan on site. So unfortunately, that's not the case. You can't assume just because you think you're buying cocaine and there's no opioids in it doesn't mean that there's not going to be any opioids. I think you have to assume the worst and have to be prepared. So what we are recommending is that you know, anybody who is you know, is struggling with any type of substance use disorder, they can call the Crisis Services Addiction Hotline at 831-7007. Remember, just like Dame Bond 007, and get information about any type of substance use disorder and get an appointment to be seen by any type of substance use treatment provider in all different parts of Erie County. And a lot of the providers now are offering virtual visits, and so you don't have to worry about possibly being going to a facility and getting exposed to COVID-19. Also, Buffalo Matters at all our emergency departments in Erie County, except for the VA, are still participating in Buffalo Matters. And so people go in and who are struggling with opioid use disorder and they want to start treatment with buprenorphine, the Buffalo Matters, the providers involved with that project in those emergency departments, will start people on a low dose of buprenorphine. They're going to give them enough for 14 days just because it might be a little bit more difficult now to get a first appointment with a new substance use disorder provider. So you're going to get 14 days of a prescription for buprenorphine. If you're withdrawing in the emergency department, you'll get a good dose there. And then you will walk out linked up with for your first appointment, a dose of Narcan, and a linking up to appear if you're interested. So that is still a great program. We still really strongly encourage people to participate in that if you know, if they're struggling. Also, a good source of information is talking to your healthcare provider. Also, just I don't want to forget to use Narcan. Remember, Narcan is a lifesaver. And we have, as I'm showing you in Erie County, these kits that you can, now that businesses are opening up, we really want strongly for you to consider hanging these kits in your businesses. So these kits have Narcan in them and instructions how to use it if you need that. And so it's an unlocked box. It's very easy to open. I know, of course, oh, here it is. Easy to open for most people. And get the dose of Narcan out, and it will be a lifesaver. You know, also we want to remind people, don't use alone. Even if you think you're using something that doesn't have an opioid, use it, you don't know until after you use it. So please don't use alone. If you are alone, you don't have to be alone. There is a service that's either available by an app or by calling a number, 800-484-3731. It's called Never Use Alone. And so you can call that number and someone will and tell them that you're going to be using and like in a second, and they will call you back in 5 minutes. If nobody picks up, then they will call 911 and activate somebody to come and save your life. Also, the app works the same way. So again, don't use alone. Even if you are physically alone, you do not have to be virtually alone. So please use this app or call this number. You know, we just want to make sure that people get help. So ask for help. Don't be afraid. Also, at the Erie County Health Department, we are still giving out Narcan for anybody that needs it. We actually have a new program, text for Narcan. So you text to 716-225-5473 and tell, you know, and a list that you you want Narcan, and we will respond. You will get Narcan. Also, you can go to the health department, you know, call the health department, and we are giving out Narcan at our Rath building 7 days a week. So please don't be afraid to go and get Narcan and get help. So before we go to questions and answers, I just want to make announcements. It's my mom's birthday, Marna Burstein. So just want to say happy birthday, Mom, and throw you a big virtual kiss. Mwah. So I think we are ready to answer questions from the media. So I'm going to go from top to bottom. First, I'm going to start out with the Buffalo News, Aaron Besseker.
Good afternoon. I was wondering, well, how much advance notice do you think the region will be getting from the state when phase two was going to be okayed?
I have no idea what the governor plans to do in terms of sharing when we will be able to go to phase two. So we're all anxiously awaiting to hear that good news. So I'm going to go to next, Spectrum Buffalo, with Stephen Marth.
Hi, Dr. Burstein.
Hi.
When we are phase two, I'm unsure if you guys have been given more details about the guidance that the governor released today. But in terms of the testing that's going to be required for hair salons and barbershops, do you know who's going to be responsible for performing it? And is that something that these businesses are going to have to pay for? Or is there going to be something provided by the state or the county or other municipalities?
We know just as much as you do, just in terms of what guidance that New York State is providing for phase two businesses. So, I highly recommend you go to the state's website and look up what the requirements are for phase two. And if you have any questions, to contact the state and you can contact us. And if we have the questions, we can give you the answers. But again, this is really a plan that has been developed by the state, by the governor's office, and that the information that is available is on their website. So I'm going to go to, WBN, Mike Baggerman.
Hey, Gail. Just looking at the recent spike in Erie County with new hospitalizations, where do you think that means, what do you think it means for us in terms of reaching phase two and the state metrics? Because the metric is under 2 per 100,000 residents in a 3-day rolling average. Obviously, the numbers that you showed on the graph earlier, I mean, those are pretty significant spikes.
Yes, they are. They're very concerning. So, again, we'll have to see how the governor in New York State interprets these data, and hoping that we'll still be allowed to progress into phase two. We know that not all regions of New York State have been allowed by length of time could go progress to phase two. Not all regions are going to be allowed to progress to phase two. So, we'll have to see. But again, there's something we can all do. We can all make sure that we social distance, wear masks when we go out in public and could encounter other people, make sure we wash our hands. If we're going to have gatherings, make sure they're very small groups, as small as possible. And, and make sure it's if you're going to be able to gather in that small group, it's better to do it outside than inside. So, again, we'll have to see how the state interprets that and if and when they will allow us eventually to get to phase two, but we'll have to see when that will occur. So next question.
Do you attribute the spike to the Memorial Day numbers?
That's really difficult to say because remember what we do know is that the incubation period can be as long as 14 days from the time a person is exposed. And so Memorial Day was just Monday and today's Friday. So it's a little bit early to start to see a big spike just in terms of hospital admissions. Also what we typically see is, the person who does eventually develop symptoms and, that can occur as late in the literature, it's been documented as late as 12 to 13 days out. It takes a few days for them to get sick enough to require hospital admission. So I think it's a little bit early in the game to see what the results may have been from people engaging in large gatherings and not complying with social distancing or masking over the Memorial Day weekend. That might be something that we see next week. But, this is another weekend. This is a second chance. So if people can make sure that if they do social gather, keep it to a very, very small number, as small as possible, make sure you're wearing masks, make sure it's outdoors, and make sure you wash your hands as much as possible. Don't share any food. Don't share any utensils, no buffets, have some one person plate with the food with gloves if you're going to do something like that. But try not to do something like that. Let's just, try to stay just in place, shelter in place as much as we can for as long as we can so we can get to phase two and all get our haircuts. So I'm going to go to WBFO with Michael Moroziak.
Good afternoon, Dr. Burstein.
Hi.
Of course, we learned today that the Finger Lakes can proceed to phase two, and that'll allow some businesses to open up where they're still waiting here in Erie County. And of course, I'm sure some people will be tempted to want to go pursue those businesses in the Finger Lakes region. and maybe even go visit some friends where it might be a little bit more lax. As a health official, how concerned are you of the more mingling between the two zones?
Well, I mean, any type of travel or large gathering we know is a risk of bringing in new infection to our community. So, again, just want to caution people, try to, if they do, venture out, try to stay within the bounds of Western New York, try not to go outside and get exposed to something new and bring new disease, inside our community. So, minimize all non-essential travel. The weather's not supposed to be as nice this weekend, so hopefully people won't be as motivated to go outdoors and get together with large barbecues in their backyard. But again, we really need people to adhere to these restrictions. We're not out of the woods yet. Remember, COVID-19 is still here. It's still in New York State and it's still throughout the United States. We've just been smart and we've been about social distancing, wearing masks, washing our hands, keeping in small groups or not going out at all to keep the level of transmission down in our community. And that's kept the numbers down. If we start these behaviors again, if we get together in these large parties without masking and not washing our hands, sharing food and utensils in large indoor gatherings, we're going to see our numbers spike up again because nothing has changed. COVID-19 is still here. And so we are in the driver's seat. We can control this by either changing our behaviors, and if we ignore it, we're just going to see our numbers go up. And we've seen this in other parts of the United States, in the South, where they're actually some of these areas in the South are struggling with, like, not enough hospital beds, not enough ventilators. Like, we don't want to see to be in that same position. So, we just have to go through this until we get a vaccine, until COVID-19 is a vaccine-preventable disease. So I'm going to go down to WIVB with Marlee Tuskies. Anybody from WIVB? Okay, I'll go down to WKBW with Jeff Russo.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. You mentioned that you're very concerned about the higher number of admissions in the last couple of days. Did the county doctor have any way of knowing where those admissions are coming from? Does contact tracing help in that regard? Do you know where those admissions are coming from or where people are getting sick? Do you know?
In terms of which community or in terms of, like, nursing home versus not nursing home, I'm not really quite sure what your question is.
Yeah, I guess in general, do you know if they're coming from, are they coming from nursing homes or are frontline responders being impacted here? I'm just curious if the county has data or there's a ability to know where that's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, it's from all over the county. And when we look at the HERDS data, we see that people are being admitted to all different hospitals throughout Erie County. So that means that there's disease in all parts of Erie County. We are getting numbers from nursing homes. That continues to be true. However, we are seeing plenty of disease in the community, too. And you would look at the age groups of the hospital admissions. You can tell that many of them are not coming from nursing homes because, they're not in the age group that we see people being residents of nursing homes. So it's really, throughout the community. Unfortunately, admissions from all over our community. There's no place that's safe. And that's why it's really important to people to continue these protective behaviors with social distancing and masking and washing your hands and avoiding these large gatherings because, everybody is at risk if we don't adhere.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. And Buffalo Healthy Living, Annette Pinder. Okay, I'm going to start back from the top. Aaron, any additional questions from Buffalo News?
Yeah, thanks for taking another round of questions. The state today unveiled a new dashboard with metrics for the regions, and I'm wondering, what's your understanding of the metrics now? Has anything changed? I know there was some previous statements from the governor and state officials about how the metrics for region for entering phase one, subsequent phases are going to be different. What do you know about this new dashboard?
Well, I've been in meetings up until now, so I haven't had a chance to take a look. And so I appreciate you alerting us to it, and I'll take a look. And, you know, that's something that we can talk about next week when we have a better understanding of what these metrics are and, you know, what we do, what we need to do to meet them. So sorry I don't have more information for you. But, you know, again, there's, you know, what's on the website, that's really being put forth by the governor's office. Is there a question from Spectrum News?
I'm actually all set. Thanks so much, Dr. Burstein.
Great. WBEN?
Yes, just one more question. Do you have any data that shows the local hospitalizations, among the current local hospitalizations, how many of those are nursing home patients that cannot return to their nursing home?
You know, we don't have those data. I think the state would have those data, or at least they would have the data of those who are coming from nursing homes. We don't have access to those data right now.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. WBFO, Mike Morosiak?
I'm all set, Dr. Verstein. Thank you.
Thanks. Did anybody from WIVB get on? WKBW, Jeff Russo?
I'm all set. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Great.
Have a good weekend.
Anybody have any other questions? Okay. Well, just want to wish everybody a healthy and happy and safe weekend. Remember, wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands. Remember, masks are the new fashion accessory. Check this out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.